Thank you. You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam, and we're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We ended off that set with brand new music from John McHale's latest album, Hex.
We heard the song Lady's Mantle, and definitely he's going for a weird mixture of his usual psychedelic sounds. There's an element almost of trip-hop in there as well,
definitely,
which I'm really digging. He's going for a much more rhythmic sound. This is a really great eye-opening record for John McHale, and I think this is going to garner a lot of new fans from the artist. Excellent stuff from him. As from what we heard before with the band Still Houseplants, hailing from the UK, again, a band that takes a lot from post-rock outfits such as Black Country New Road or Slint, but then they add a bit of an R&B element into there, which I'm really appreciating. We heard the track, it's either MMM or you just pronounce it mmm. I'm not sure yet, but either way, that's from If I Don't Make It, I Love You, Still Houseplants. Before that, we heard some music from Temps.
Yeah, we heard a track called Magpie from their latest release, which is called Big Deal.
And then music out of Vancouver right before that, we heard the Sylvia Platters from their latest release, Vivian Elixir, with the song, Severance. And we're going to end off the show with a tribute to the drummer of the MC5. Now, we did play basically a whole show of MC5 music a few weeks back when Kramer passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is kind of a sad way to end the show, but, you know, we do want to tip the hat to one of the most important figures in post, I guess you could say proto-punk music, post-Beatles rock and roll, Dennis Machine Gun Thompson.
Yeah, and also Detroit music.
Absolutely,
from Detroit.
Yeah.
A highly influential band. And Dennis Thompson wasn't always the most outspoken person of the band. That was Wayne, usually.
Mm-hmm.
But he was with the MC5, he played with them, he played in several reunions of the MC5, and he also played apparently on this upcoming release that Wayne Kramer was working on. It was going to be another MC5 album, so Dennis was on a couple tracks, and MC5 actually recently got accepted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know it sometimes seems like a contest with that, but, you know, it does recognize... It's nice for them to recognize an important band. I just wish it was under different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dennis was the last surviving member of the MC5, and I'm sure he was going to go to the ceremony and have something to say. But unfortunately, that can't be. So we're just here to play some music and just acknowledge, again, the importance of this band, not only in the Detroit history of Detroit music and proto-punk and what would become underground alternative music, but just in general. And they called him Dennis Machine Gun Thompson for a reason. He was a really great drummer, and you'll hear it on some of these tracks. We're gonna hear one of the only songs he was credited to as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
From 1971's High Time. We're gonna hear Gotta Keep Moving, and then we're gonna hear The American Ruse from Back in the USA from 1970, and if time, we'll get another track on in this set. But we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency, here with Revolution Rock. Thanks for tuning in. This is music from the MC5 with Gotta Keep Moving on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Shaking and shake for the shaking. Ha!